Shri Sai Ram. We, the students of Shri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Brindavan Campus, offer at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan a presentation on the life of Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great saint who lived in India in the 16th century. He ushered in a spiritual renaissance based on the chanting of the names of God and pioneered the Nagar Sankirtan movement, which today has spread all over the world.
ಗಿರಿಧರ ಯದುವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಪೀತಾಂಬರಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿಧರ ಯದುವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಪೀತಾಂಬರಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿಧರ ಯದುವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಪೀತಾಂಬರಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿಧರ ಯದುವರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮುರಾರಿ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಸುಂದರ ಪೀತಾಂಬರಧಾರಿ
After years of study at the Gurukula of Pandit Gangadas Ji, Nimai too has become a Sanskrit scholar of great repute as predicted by Gangadas Ji. He is famous for his incisive logic and hence a large number of students flock to him for education. The day begins at Nimai Pandit's Gurukula.
My dear brothers, a strong dose of manual work along with the tonic of Panini's grammar and Atma Vidya is the very essence of our education here.
Yes, very few teachers can offer such a wide variety of learning. We are indeed fortunate to be the students of Nimai Pandit.
It is said, a bad teacher complains, a good teacher explains, and a great teacher inspires. Just to be in the master's presence is sheer inspiration.
I am proud to call myself a student of Nimai Pandit, the noblest scholar of all Navadvip. How naturally he integrates the principles of living with values for life. He is God's gift to Navadvip.
Devi,
oh, what a singer.
Sharade.
He's coming.
Janani Abhayadayini Devi Sharade.
Salutations to you, Guruji.
My blessings to you all. Did I disturb you all? Go back to work.
Guruji, did you hear that a scholar named Keshav Kashmiri has come to our town?
Keshav Kashmiri?
People say he has received special grace from Mother Goddess Saraswati.
Oh, what a blessed man. It will be very unfortunate if we don't see him.
People say that he is invincible. Nobody can defeat him in poetry.
And he is very arrogant of his scholarship. Our master should humble his pride.
Yes!
No, this should not be your attitude. Everyone is gifted by God. Why is the tongue given to man? Is it for criticizing and belittling others? It is given to glorify God.
Jihve Rasagne Shut up.
come. Let us all go and see this great Keshava Kashmiri.
Disciples, our journey east has been a triumphant march. There is no scholar that I have not defeated.
Our master's defeated opponents represent the who's who of Bharatavarsha.
Guruji, you have now emerged as the Pandit Shiromani of entire Bharat.
Well spoken, Aghornath Bhattacharya. Why Bharat alone? The scholars of the entire world will have to accept the supremacy of our master. Shatru Bhayankara, Shastra Samrat, Mahamahopadhyaya, Shri Shri Shri
Digvijay Pandit.
Shabhash Dim Dimabhat, words fail to describe the glory of our master. But I hear that a great grammarian by name Nimai Pandit lives in this town. People say he's an authority in Panini's grammar.
Chaturvedi, speak no more of our rival, for this will be the beginning of the fall of Nimai. Let us all celebrate the fall of our rival.
But who can excel the poetic excellences of our master? Our master is poetry personified.
Prouri fani bhashiteshu pratima vachosti ghateshu yaha panditam yad akhanditam guru naye matakavat vikramah.
Chaturvedi, indeed the works of our master are immortal.
The sun may become the moon, and the moon may become the sun, and both may become something else. But nothing can diminish the luster and dazzling brilliance of our master's compositions.
The earth may become the sky, and the sky may become the earth, and both may be dispatched to the oblivion. But nothing can affect the grandeur of our master's compositions.
Of all the beings that have existed on this earth, you alone, my disciples, have understood my caliber. I am blessed indeed to have such ideal students who are the embodiments of truth and correct assessment. May God bless you all. May you live long to testify to my glory.
Everything will vanish into thin air. But the cause for which our master stands, the cause for composing such great poetry and so ably supported by his beloved disciples.
Master, here comes Nimai Pandit along with his students.
The hour of reckoning has finally arrived. With the defeat of Nimai, our victory shall be complete. be a witness to the unfolding of my glory. Salutations to you.
Pranams to you, Panditji. Welcome to Navadvip.
We are all on a tour across Bharatavarsha, tasting the waters of scholarship that flow in her many rivers. We arrived here yesterday and heard of your fame, Nimai. People speak very highly of your teaching of the Panini's grammar. Curiosity brings us here to test your scholarship.
Yes, I do teach grammar. But the truth is, neither am I able to impress my students with my grammatical knowledge, nor do they understand me comprehensively. But I have heard that you are a learned scholar of all scriptures and a poetic genius. In your presence, I am only a novice, nothing more.
No, Nimai. We have come all the way to Navadvip to debate with you. You are most welcome to sample my scholarship and talent. I can compose poetry on the spot. I shall accept defeat at your hands only if you can find any fault in my compositions.
Who am I to find fault in your excellent poetry? Can you sing to us some of your brilliant compositions describing the glory of Mother Ganga?
It will be my pleasure. Listen, all of you.
Samritam Sauryam Sakala Vasudaya Kivamitate Maheshwaryam Leela
Panditji, that was excellent. What a beautiful composition, eulogizing Mother Ganga, the life giver of the whole of Bharat. Your 100 verses have flowed as evenly as a flow of Ganga herself. I accept, Keshavji. Nobody can parallel your compositions.
Thank you for your compliment, young man.
Your poetry is so rich and complex that nobody can understand it except you and Goddess Saraswati. We would be happy if we can hear the meaning of any one verse from your own lips.
Which verse do you want explained?
For instance, the 60th stanza.
Amazing, Nimai. This is the first time you are hearing my verses, which I composed like the blowing wind. How could you memorize so perfectly even one stanza of mine?
The same power that propelled you to compose so spontaneously That very power also graced me to recall it. Talent is not a gift of God, Keshavji. Talent is God.
Yadyat vibhuti matsatvam Shri madurjitam evava Tatta deva vagachatvam Mamate
Could you explain to us some of the special features and defects in that verse?
There is not an iota of flaw in any of my compositions. They are full of similes and alliterations.
But if you do not get upset, I have some doubts to clarify.
You're welcome to clarify your doubts.
You are referring to Ganga as the second Lakshmi. Generally, without first mentioning what is known, one should not introduce the unknown. In the word Dvitiya Shri Lakshmir, the quality of being a second Lakshmi is the unknown. As the word Dvitiya is the unknown, in this compound word, the intended meaning of equality with Lakshmi is lost.
I see your point. Please, continue.
Then again, Bhavani means wife of Lord Shiva. But when you say Bhavani Bhartu, the husband of the wife of Lord Shiva, there is a case of redundancy. Also, it may lead to a wrong impression that Bhavani has a second husband.
Right. Absolutely right. Marvelous indeed.
You have used alliteration to great effect. In the first line, the letter Ta repeats 5 times. In the third line, the letter Ra repeats 5 times. And in the fourth line, the letter Bha occurs 4 times. But the second line is bereft of any such ornamentation. Is it not a break in order?
Nimai, not only is your memory stunning, your scholarship is unmatched. In the whole of Bharat, today is the first time someone has corrected me in this manner. Forgive my haughtiness and pride, Nimai.
You are elder to me, Panditji. Please do not fall at my feet, or else I'll be a party to sin.
Young Nimai Pandit, hardly 18 years of age, has lost his father, Jagannath Mishra. He travels to Gaya along with fellow pilgrims for his father's Shraddha ceremony. After he completes his task, he elects to roam the town. The personal loss of his father and the sacred vibrations of Gaya stir deeply embedded spiritual leanings in the heart of young Nimai. Destiny draws him to the presence of his future guru, Ishwarpuri, who firmly places him on the path of spiritual enlightenment. The life of Nimai Pandit shall never be the same again.
Pranams, Gurudev.
Ayushmana Bhava. What brings you here?
Gurudev, we are only common people from Shantipur. Our forefathers have told us that the goal of life is to reach God. But we ordinary people don't know even the ABC of spirituality. Maharaj, only you can enlighten us.
Listen, O people in the age of Kali, what could be achieved by Dhyana in Krita Yuga, by Yajna in Treta Yuga, by Archana in Dwapar Yuga? The same benefit you can easily derive from Namasmaranam and Namasankirtanam in the Kali Yuga. It is said in the scriptures, listen to the name of the Lord, sing the name of the Lord, and remember the name of the Lord.
Gurudev, the name of the Lord is so small. How can this small name help us in God realization?
A seed may be small, but it has the potential of a gigantic tree. The boat may be small, yet it can ferry people across the turbulent sea. And so it is with the name of the Lord.
Master, where can we find God?
God is everywhere, but He installs Himself in all such places where the divine name is chanted. This is the glory of chanting the Lord's name. His name is so powerful that it can destroy mountains of sins.
But Maharaj, we all are ignorant people. We do not know reading or writing. Who will teach these millions and millions of ignorant people the glory of the divine name?
I can see it in my inner eyes. There will come a chosen one who will awaken the sleeping masses to the grandeur of the Lord's name. He will set ablaze villages, towns and cities with the splendor of the sacred name. Come, let us all sing the glory of the Lord.
Narayan bhaja Narayan, Narayan bhaja Narayan, Narayan. Tan man ranjana bhava bhaya banjana surani kandana Narayan, Narayan bhaja Narayan, Narayan bhaja Narayan, Narayan. Narayan, 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 Narayan.
are you, my child?
Gurudev, I am Nimai from Navadvip. I am the son of Sachidevi and Jagannath Mishra.
What brings you here, my child?
Prabhu, I have been trying to find God, but I have not yet found Him. I have heard that you have found Him. Please help me to find Him.
Nimai, I have found my Lord through the path of love. What greater path can I recommend than this path of love that I have trodden and through which I have reached my destination?
Acharya, please tell me more about this path of love.
There are two kinds of people in the world. Some are mad in love with God. Others are mad in love with the world. Of all kinds of madness that afflicts the mind of man, love for God is the least harmful, most beneficial, and most peaceful.
Master, how to lead the life of love?
Love lives by giving and forgiving. See everything with the eyes of love. Hear everything with the ears of love. Feel everything with the heart dipped in love. Start the day with love. Spend the day with love. Fill the day with love and end the day with love. This is the way to God.
Prabhu, what is so special about God's love?
God's love is the noblest and the purest. All relationships of this world are tainted by selfishness. But God's love is totally selfless.
Acharya, how does one become near and dear to God?
Love Him. Love Him with all your heart and soul. Pine for Him. Cry for Him. Take a cue from the Lord's flute. It was always either on the lips of Krishna or at His waist. The speciality of the flute is that it is hollow and straight. When man becomes egoless and courageously walks on the path of dharma, then he becomes a worthy instrument in the hands of the Lord.
Master, amongst all types of devotion, which is the highest?
Madhurabhavam. Madhurabhavam is the highest form of devotion. In this, the devotee looks at the Lord as his most beloved. Radha's love for Krishna is the best example for Madhurabhavam.
Gurudev, tell me more about the true nature of Radha and Krishna.
Krishna is Satchitananda. He is delight himself. Yet he enjoys delight. The Mahabhava, or the supreme emotion, is the very essence of prema. And the blessed Radha Devi was the very personification of this Mahabhava. Radha Devi is the Jivatma, pining constantly for union with Krishna, the Paramatma. The essence of Radha's prema is in the letters of the name itself. Radha. Take the letter Ra, put it in the end. It becomes Aadhar. Take the letter A and put it in the end. It becomes Dhara. take dha and put it in the end, it becomes arad. Radha ka adhar is dhara aradhana.
Gurudev, I am grateful to you for all that you have taught me.
Nimai, I find you worthy for the sacred initiation. Nimai, I shall now initiate you in the sacred Gopala Mantra.
Prabhu, dhanyosmi.
Om Gopalaya Namo Namaha. Om Gopalaya Namo Namaha. Om Gopalaya Namo Namaha. Om Gopalaya Namo Namaha.
Chiranjeeva. Go, Nimai. Go and spread the nectarine name of Lord Shri Krishna. Declare to the people that if they want release from the cycle of birth and death, they must devote their time to the singing of the name and the glory of the Lord. Nimai, from today, you shall be known as Shri Krishna Chaitanya.
Murali Lola, Muni Janapala, Radha Hridaya Vihara, Bhakto Dhara Bala Gopala.
Chaitanya's devotion to Krishna increases manifold. He has a mystic vision where he sees himself transported to the holy land of Vrindavan, the playground of Shri Krishna and the venue of his delightful Bala Leelas.
Ah, at last we have reached Vrindavan, the abode of the Lord. What a serene place.
My mind is instantly filled with joy. Every inch of this land is sacred. This is the playground of Krishna, his Leela Bhumi, where he indulged in innumerable pranks and delightful pastimes with the gopis and the gopalas.
Yes, we are breathing the very air that Krishna breathed. The melody of his divine flute filled the ears of one and all, maddening them with his divine love.
How fortunate are the gopis and the gopalas to have the Lord's darshan. They forgot time and space. They forgot themselves in the divine presence.
Here come residents of Vrindavan.
Brother, have you seen my Krishna? Do you know where he lives? We want to meet him.
Krishna? Who is your Krishna? How does he look?
He is the one with curly hair, dark complexion, lotus-like eyes, peacock feather on his forehead, and a flute tucked on his side.
You cannot miss him,
even in a crowd.
We do not know anyone of that description. How strange that people of Vrindavan do not know the whereabouts of their own Krishna.
But I was told that my Krishna is really in Vrindavan. I want to see my Krishna. I want to talk to him. I want to touch his lotus feet. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It is the same evening, the same Vrindavan, the same Yamuna. The cows and the cowherds are returning home. But where is my Krishna?
Sham milan ke pyaase akhiya, sham milan ke pyaase akhiya, sham milan ke pyaase akhiya, sham milan ke pyaase प्रेम बेल हरि चरणन निपटे चरण कमल विनाशे तुम्ही द्वार का देश तुम्ही हरि वृंदावन के वासे श्याम मिलन के प्यासे अखिया श्याम मिलन के प्यासे अखिया श्याम मिलन के प्यासे अखिया श्याम मिलन के प्यासे.
What is this? I hear anklets.
रूप रस रहस्य योग रास राधा कभी कृष्ण है राधा रूप रस रहस्य योग रास अष्टमी कचंद दोनों ओर है आधा राधा कभी कृष्ण है राधा प्रेम योग में भेद भाव की बाधा राधा कभी कृष्ण है राधा राधा कभी कृष्ण है राधा
The return of Nimai to Navadvip was an occasion of rejoicing for the Vaishnavas. The young Nimai, who had gone to do the Shraddha ceremony of his father, was now a totally transformed person. Henceforth, we call Nimai as Chaitanya, since now he was hungering only for God consciousness.
Om Krishnaya Namah. 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 Om Krishnaya Namah.
Shivas, Shivas, have you heard? Nimai Pandit has returned from Gaya.
Did you see him?
I will tell you something unbelievable. Nimai Pandit has become a Krishna Bhakta.
Incredible. Gotram no Vardhatam. May our group increase, O Lord.
Jai Radha Madhava. Jai Kunj Vihari. Jai Gopi Jan Vallabha. Jai Giri Vardhari.
Mukunda, Gadadhar, I am delighted to see you.
Same here, Nimai. What is the news?
You know, I obtained the Lord. And then he left me. Gadadhar, how lucky you are. From childhood you have been attached to Krishna. I have wasted 18 summers of my life.
Don't say that, Nimai. The horns of a cow may be slow to grow, but they become stronger than the years which have originated much earlier. You may have come to Krishna late, but you have surpassed us all in your devotion to the Lord. Nimai? Nimai?
I think he's lost in Krishna. Let's not disturb him.
Jai Radha.
Oh Krishna, how beautiful! You must be dark, like that very cloud in the horizon, waiting to bless humanity with torrential downpour. Krishna, Krishna, you have come. Take me, oh Krishna. Take me, oh Krishna.
Oh, who is this? Seems to be a saintly person. Ah, look at that beautiful smile on his face. Seems to have swooned. But it appears he is in a state of perpetual happiness.
Oh, my Krishna has come. Are you my Krishna?
No, I am not your Krishna.
Krishna?
I am not your Krishna.
Krishna! Are you running away again?
Jagai and Madai were two good-for-nothing citizens of Navadvip who spent their time in useless pastimes and antisocial pursuits. Let us see what happens when they meet Chaitanya.
Hangama hai kyun zyada? Thodi si jo pili hai. Daka to nahi dala, chori to nahi ki hai. This is the essence of life. Eat, drink, make merry. Yes, brother. Correctly spoken. Eat, drink, and make merry. When the creation itself is so intoxicating, who cares for anything beyond?
Yes. Who cares for the so-called creator?
And all those who do not taste this are fools.
Yes. Real fools. They keep on thinking about the next life as if this life is not enough.
Hey Madai, come here. I will tell you one secret. All these people in Navadvip are cowards, incompetent fools.
Yes.
They say, if you can't do anything yourself, leave it to God. I say, who is this God? Have they seen him?
No. Where is the self-effort?
Here is the self-effort. Madness. Sheer madness. Simply dancing in the street, singing Harinam, Harinam. No, will it give them freedom from misery? This will. They say, Hari will give them salvation.
Salvation? Spirituality? These words stink! Meaningless words that doesn't even fill the stomach!
Looks like a fool.
He is a fool.
These fools are polluting our society.
Hey, come here. What is that you are singing?
I am singing the name of Lord Krishna, who is the creator of you, me, and everyone in this world.
What does he do?
Krishna is the Aadhar, and the world is the Adheya. He keeps the entire world moving. He makes the sun rise, the winds blow, and the rivers flow. Without him, there is nothing. There is no life at all.
The knife is to take away your life. Will that
Krishna?
Krishna, will he save your life?
Even a blade of grass does not move without Krishna's will.
Let me see how your Krishna saves your life.
Krishna, these men are ignorant. They know not what they do.
What? I don't know what I do. Stop it. I say stop it. Why are you having this innocent man without any reason?
Krishnaya charanam, Krishnaya charanam, Krishnaya charanam.
Nitai, what is this? Who has done this to you?
Master? Master, this is nothing. I'm not at all hurt. Forgive them, Master. You know, Master, when I was bleeding, it was Jagai who came to my rescue.
May you have Prema Bhakti. Arise, O Jagai. I am truly giving you Prema Bhakti.
What is this I behold? Who is this beautiful forearmed one? With discus, lotus, conch and mace. Mahavishnu. Oh God, I see the entire world in him. I see him. He. Prabhu. Prabhu. Sharanagatosmi, Prabhu. Sharanagatosmi. Master! Master! We both have sinned together, Master. Why are you partial with your grace? Have compassion on me, Lord. Save me, O Lord. No one else. Only you can save me, Master. Only you can save me.
Nitai, you alone can forgive him. He who has made you bleed.
I, Master? What shall I say? If I have any merits accumulated in my past births, I give them all to Madai.
If you have truly forgiven him, then go and embrace him. Madai, sin no more from this day. I take upon myself all the sins that you have committed in the past. Provided you sincerely repent and sin no more.
I am blessed, Master. I am blessed.
Chaitanya walked the length and breadth of the country, singing the praise of Lord Krishna. He visited various shrines and sanctified them with his inspiring presence. He carried the name of Krishna from the temples to the very streets and bylanes of the whole of Bharat. He unified the country through Krishna Bhakti.
Brothers, chant the name of Krishna in full earnestness. Krishna's name is the only salvation, the supreme healer in the age of Kali. Sankirtan of the name will help us atone for all our sins. Chant it here, there, anywhere and everywhere. Sarvada sarvakaleshu sarvatra harichintana.
Gurudev, how should we chant that wonderful name?
one must have passion for the name of Krishna. Krishna's name should become a part of our being. The raga of the speech, the shruti of the mind, and the tala of the hands, when all these three come together, we get Trikarna Shuddhi.
Gurudev, what is the supreme quality of a Vaishnava?
Humility. Humility is the supreme quality of a Vaishnava. He is never proud of his devotion. His devotion to Krishna grows every day. He does not ask from Krishna the gift of poetry or of wealth. He only prays for spontaneous devotion to him.
Master, we are men of the world. In the face of challenges of daily life, where is the time to take the name of the Lord?
My dear Raghu, for earning a livelihood, you struggle so much. What effort do you make to see God? Nothing at all. You feel that God should be easily accessible to you. But there should be no need to take any step, spend a rupee, move your body, and the supreme goal should simply drop into your lap. This is sheer laziness. Instead, labor hard. Use your life well. Do righteous actions. Chant the name of Krishna. Give yourself away in complete faith and surrender. And then see what wonders God can do to your life. That alone will make your life and the world a better place. One man changes, the world changes.
Move away! Move away! There's a leper coming!
No, don't touch me, Master. I'm a foul-smelling leper. No, no.
How can you be foul when you are a Krishna Bhakta? Tell me, Sanatana, did you not think of killing yourself?
Yes, yes, Master. I wanted to kill myself because I was ashamed of my disease and I thought I could attain my Krishna. Only in death, Master. Only in death.
If death can help one attain Krishna, then I too would have done the same any moment. It is not by embracing death, but by bhakti alone that one can attain Krishna. Sanatana, this is not your body. This is Krishna's property. How dare you think of destroying his property without his permission? Krishna will engulf your body and drive away your disease.
Master! I'm cured! Look! Look! I'm cured! You have cured me, Master! You have cured me! You have cured me!
Sanatana, I have not cured you. Your faith and love for Krishna has cured you. Krishna's chariot is rolling in. What are we waiting for? Come, let us join.
Darshan dene
देखो निकला श्री मंदिर से रथ में कितने भक्त जो तरस रहे हैं श्रद्धा लेके मन में सुनो भक्तों सुनो भक्तों सब मिला शामिल हो सब में
कहीं करे उद्धार तुम्हारा हो जिसके इंतजार में
देखो आ गए हमर कृष्णा चढ़ के नंद घोष में कितने भक्त जो तरस रहे हैं श्रद्धा लेके मन में
श्यामल चेहरा गोल आंखें सबसे सुंदर जग में आज तुम्हे भी आंसू मुस्कान बन जाऊं तेरे आने से पलू अपने
ಚ
दर्शनम भक्त करना मितम शत सहस्र मात्र प्रेम मितम अनुलवर्णाम्बरदारिणम
शत सहस्र मात्र प्रेमान्वितम अनुलवर्णाम्बरधारिणम
संकल्पत्रय धरुं देवम अपारं तव करुणा प्रवाहम सत्याचारं धर्म प्रचारं शांत स्वभावं प्रेम स्वरूपं तव जीवनंते संदेशं भवानेव मे सर्वसुं तव जीवनंते संदेशं भवानेव मे सर्वसुं भवानेव मे सर्वसुं भवानेव मे सर्वसुं
Shiva Shambho Nandana.
Nandalala, Nandalala. ಓಂಕಾರ भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।